How to Raise a Juvenile Delinquent. The first time I read this article, from whence these points are arranged, was in the 70s. What's interesting about the information is the livingness of the points. Time changes, but society remains. This article was released by the Houston, Texas Police Department. Enjoy the look into the mirror and the reflection of a society's development of a juvenile delinquent. One, begin with infancy to give the child everything he wants. In this way, he will grow up to believe the world owes him a living. Two, when he picks up bad words, laugh at him. This will make him think he's cute. It will also encourage him to pick up cuter phrases that will blow off the top of your head later. Three, never give him any spiritual training. Wait until he is 21 and then let him decide for himself. Four, avoid use of the word wrong. He may develop a guilt complex. This will condition him to believe later, when he is arrested for stealing a car, that society is against him and he is being persecuted. Five, pick up everything he leaves lying around, books, shoes, and clothing. Do everything for him so he will be experienced in throwing all responsibility onto others. Six, let him read any printed matter he can get his hands on. Be careful that the silverware and drinking glasses are sterilized, but let his mind feast on garbage. Seven, quarrel frequently in the presence of your children. In this way, they will not be shocked when the home is broken up later. 8. Give a child all the spending money he wants. Never let him earn his own. Why should he have things as tough as you had them? 9. Satisfy his ever craving for food, drink, and comfort. See that every sensual desire is gratified. Denial may lead to harmful frustrations. 10. Take his part against neighbors, teachers, and policemen. They are all prejudiced against your child. 11. When he gets into real trouble, apologize for yourself by saying, "I never could do anything with him." 12. Prepare for a life of grief. You will be apt to have it. It's no surprise that society has a blight. Such is the result of the path of the natural man. The Apostle Paul addressed this condition on many occasions, namely Romans 10:3, saying, "For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God." When God's righteousness, that is his standard, is rejected, the results always leave a scar. Young parents, ignorant of God's standard, establish their own to the ruin of individual life, home, and nation.